The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network each and every Saturday. It's going to be a great day to get out and fire up your grill in your backyard. We're from Ann Arbor to Traverse City and everywhere in between. We're just going to bump into the mid-70s today. Fire up the grill, get yourself a cold microbrew, and make a day of it because it is a great day to create some grill envy. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
What's cooking is, I'm wondering if we can talk for just a second about this new business venture you're headed down.
Yeah, I'm a little bit excited about it. I'm jumping into the industry where I'm going to get into the kitchen and bath and outdoor living, and real excited about it. Going to open up a showroom in Ada, Michigan, and we're going to see if we can help people with remodeling and kitchen and bath projects, and especially that outdoor living, outdoor kitchens and cooking centers. So,
what's the name of the business?
It's going to be called Home Life, and we're real excited about it. It's just in the beginning stages. We're going to be open, hopefully by the 1st of October, but spending a lot of time and energy right now on making sure that we're doing things right. So real excited about that, and it plays real well with the guy we're about to talk to, because I'm real excited to learn about this new outdoor oven that the Good One has put out. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, Jop?
I'm doing really well, thanks. How you doing, man?
Oh, fine, just outside of Louisville, getting ready to start a class. Just talking to a gentleman from Flint, Michigan, who bought his Good One over in Zager. He's down here for class.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that's cool. Really cool. So what's going on down there in Louisville? What are you going to teach?
Actually, we did a class last night, a four meats class with about 30 in it, and now we're doing a ribs and chicken, and then tomorrow we're turning over with the 102, which is the briskets and butts. So I have basically 90 people I'm going to be teaching in 3 days. So a lot of people, a lot of interest in the hobby of barbecue smoking.
Hey, Chris, welcome to the show again, man. Good to talk to you. We want to talk to you a little bit about this new outdoor oven the Good One has come out with, and I think you've got one down there at Charcoal and More. Say hi to Hal and Janet for me while you're down there. But tell us about this new outdoor oven.
Well, this is a new complete designed outdoor oven, basically brought up from the ground. And what we did is we took the best of everything we had between the Open Range and the Marshall, and we sort of married it together into an outdoor oven. And what we want is we want to have the ability to grill and to smoke at the same time. And there's nobody out there on the market right now that's going to have a product like this. It's a beautiful, it's got stainless steel front doors, it's got three adjustable shelves on it. The thing that looks the best is, man, you set it right next to those big old stainless steel grill heads, and it shines, and it looks good. And then you're going to get that fantastic smoke product that you always do off a Good One smoker.
That's beautiful. You know, I told Jop when he starts building his outdoor islands, we need to get one of those outdoor ovens in that, because that nice powder coat job you're doing now on the black, and then with that stainless upper structure, it's going to be a good-looking piece on any outdoor kitchen.
Absolutely. And, you know, we travel the country listening to people, and, you know, they want them to look good. And, you know, when you have unfortunately with, you know, a smoker, a lot of times it just doesn't look good and it doesn't fit well in a kitchen. We've designed this totally around the outdoor living experience in that outdoor kitchen. You just basically drop it into a 30-inch slot and you're ready to go.
That's going to be exciting. And something like that you could probably use even for pizzas.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've done pizzas on them for years. Not just the oven, but all the Good One smoker line pizzas. We bake pies. We do everything on it. You know, charcoal, that's what they use for hundreds of years to cook on, and we've just moved it into the future.
If someone wanted to see one of these, where can they go online to get a picture?
Well, right now you can go and look on the Good One Facebook page. That's where you'll be able to see one on there. I've got them posted up on there. We're currently in the process of getting them posted up on the website, and we just wanted to get them all out into the field. We had 60 come in and we had 60 go out the door. Didn't even hit the docks, didn't have enough time to even get settled. So they're very popular right now, and a lot of people are moving them.
Well, Chris, it sounds like they're going to be somewhat of a universal product, too, which will really play well in that outdoor kitchen space, because as I'm learning, many of the people don't have room for two or three different types of cooking units, and something like this that is universal and can work as an oven and a grill at the same time and a smoker. I think you've hit a home run with this thing. I'll look forward to getting a hold of one of those and putting it in our patio shop because I think it's going to be a hit.
Yep, we're working that way too. You know, we try to listen to what the public wants and we try to design what the public wants. And this is what we feel that, you know, it's been a real hole for years in the outdoor kitchen line, and we feel we have a great product ready for it.
Well, and your baffle and damper system that you have in your smokers, I'm sure you've brought over into this product, and that is almost revolutionary in my mind because of the ability to put a charcoal fire in there and regulate that airflow in such a way that you can dial that thing in within 1 or 2 degrees of where you want it, and once you get it set there, it'll hold. And I've always been so impressed with the Good One and their ability to hold temperature at an even place all throughout the cook. It conserves the charcoal, and you know what most people want is a gas and a charcoal solution. This charcoal solution is so universal that you may not need the gas, but you know, just kudos to you. This is good. I'm excited to cook on one of these.
Yep, so are we, and we love our product. And again, this is an engineered smoker. It's not something made out of a gas pipeline or, you know, just made up out of just old steel laying around. We are a truly engineered smoker. So we are thermodynamically correct, and we work that way. And that's why it's so easy to use these smokers.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for joining us, Chris. Tell Hal I'll see him on the 7th of September, and I'll take over for you.
Okay. Thanks, Bob.
All right, buddy. That's Chris Marks, the most widely decorated barbecue expert in North America right there.
Yeah, he's a 9-time champion of the Royal. We're actually going down to the Royal, which is the kind of the international barbecue contest in America down in Kansas City. Bob and I are going down there in about a month and a half, early October, to actually do the show from down there. I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to have a blast at that one and getting down there. But let's go a little bit closer to home right now and talk a little bit about where the fish are biting. I subscribe to this DNR fishing report. Guys, if you've not done this and you enjoy fishing, just go on the DNR's website and you can subscribe. And every week they send me the weekly fishing report. And I tell you what, it's got probably the state broken into 5 sections and there's maybe 20 or 25 lakes on each one of these. So let's start off, if we could, on the southeast part of the state. I'm looking at Port Sanilac down there. Perch fishing is spotty, but it can be very good. If you happen to be in the right spot, Chinook, Coho, and Steelhead have been caught in 60 to 90 feet of water. You know what? There's a bounty of salmon right now out there, and was talking with a couple guys that are helping me get my business started, and they went out and did a fish out of Whitehall, which is on the west side, but are limited out on salmon. A lot of really good smoked salmon and things going on right now. Another place over there is Grindstone City. Lake trout and a couple steelhead are being caught in 80 to 100 feet of water. Moving to the southwest side, South Haven, salmon fishing's a little slow. Again, we're in the dog days of summer. Kalamazoo River, though, is producing some northern pike and some bass. Good number of catfish are also being caught there. Moving to the northeast up by Rogers City, fishing was a little difficult with the wind this week. A lot of people got blown off. I know our friend Chaz, the brewer from Schmo's Brewery, went up to fish with Captain Ken last week, and they never got out. Because
that's
got to
be a big wind to blow Chaz off a lake.
Yeah, well, I think it was Captain Ken and his smart thinking, probably. On the northwest side of the Lower Peninsula, up in Harbert Springs, smallmouth bass out near the Harbor Point, they're slamming them on body baits down there. Lake Charlevoix's got some walleye and nice smallmouth being caught in the Oyster Bay area. But moving on down to the Upper Peninsula, check it out at Marquette. There's lake trout action for most part has been very good. So get out there, get your fishing line wet, fire up that grill. There's a lot of great little portable grills you can bring along. When you bring that fresh fish in, there's nothing better putting that fillet on the grill. Leave the skin on it.
Get a little grilling basket.
That's right. A little grilling basket if the fish are smaller. If you got a nice fillet, leave that skin on it. Don't even bother scaling it because once you cook it, you're going to take it off the skin with a spatula and you're going to get some great, great eating, man, right from the wild waters of Michigan.
So how'd I do, Jop? How'd you like that whistling in the background?
Yeah, I heard all of that. And hopefully everybody else did too. But
I'm an excellent whistler.
You've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. Get out in your backyard, fire up that grill. We'll talk with you later.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.